You try to play cool like you just don't care, but soon I'll be playing in your underwear. I'm like a mage with a magic spell. You come like a dog when I ring your bell. I've got the money and I've got the fame. You've got the odds to ride on my plane. You're giving me all that I desire, 'cause down with me, I'm taking you.
So do you want to start, like, is this the show, or
I mean, don't fucking know.
You want to start talking about topics or like whatever we're supposed to be talking about?
I don't know.
This is what I'm saying. This is why I'm this is why I wrote you my little like 3-point bulletin there, because I am afraid that this is what it's going to become. It's just that was I did the podcast with Greg.
Yeah.
And the whole thing was just like me sitting there firing topics at Greg. And that's the exact opposite of what should be going on, because Greg is definitely the straight man of the two of us, and I'm apparently the funny one. So, yeah, I ran it back, and I'm listening to the whole thing. I'm like, this is fucking god-awful, because he would say, like, no, I'm really not interested in that, and I don't really see why anyone would talk about that. And I go, well, come on! Like, you know, you got to say something. I just came off, like, really shitty radio DJ, really stupid. And that was my feeling of that I should shut up and never, ever, ever speak again. Because I feel like I would do that in a conversation. Someone would be like, ah, fuck Twilight. And I'd be like, no, man, like, let's talk about it. It's topical. So.
Yeah, but really, fuck Twilight.
Why?
I don't really mean that. I just like being combative sometimes. I come from a long line of devil's advocates. So... Yeah.
I used to be all about that, but I don't give a shit. That's what I was saying. That they had all the news and everything. I was like, all right, good for them. Whatever. You know, we had a good run with like the Star Wars and the fucking Star Trek just came out and everything and all the other cool nerdy shit. And now fucking vampires for 2 years probably. So whatever.
Or how many
people
books
get
are
tired
there?
Of it?
How many books are there for Twilight? I don't know.
Four.
Probably
I don't know.
At least 5 or 6 years then.
Yeah. So well, I don't know, because they might people. I don't know. I guess it's like printing money. It's the same thing with Harry Potter.
Yeah,
you know, it doesn't matter if you span it out over a fucking decade. People are just gonna keep seeing them. Because hey, have you heard of the fucking thing with the parents groups now that are against Harry Potter? Not because of the witchcraft, but because apparently the new Harry Potter, which I haven't seen, will not see. I just don't understand the Harry Potter thing. Rachel wants me to go really badly. I
tell her to come up.
Gonna...
I'll go see it with her. Oh, she
actually,
has a passport.
She farmed out to Matt's girlfriend. She was talking to Matt's girlfriend. We went to go see the Muppets thing. And she was like, yeah, you want to go see the fucking Harry Potter? He won't go see it with me. And she's like, yeah, let's go. And we can hold hands and enjoy it together and have popcorn. And Matt and I were just like, what the fuck would you... Like, we already got involved in the Lord of the Rings shit. Like, we went to go see him. We thought they were wonderful when it was out. And then just after that, it was... Fuck it, whatever. But anyways, they were talking about parents groups are talking about how they don't like the new Harry Potter movie, because in the movie the girl Hermione, I don't know how you pronounce her name, but
Emma Watson, whatever.
There you go. Yeah, Emma Watson is drinking in the movie. Like, there's Buddy Beer or Buzz Beer or Billy Beer or something.
Oh,
whatever.
What's it called? Yeah, I know what you mean. There's some shit.
Their version of beer.
Yeah.
And I was reading an article about it, and like the mother that was writing was like, oh my god, she's normally a very respectable and uptight girl, and you know, like, and then she drank a little bit and she was all giggly and hugging people. Like, you don't need alcohol to hug people. You can hug people when you're sober. I was like, if you go around hugging people when you're sober, you get known as that creepy guy at the party that hugs everybody. Like, I don't know. That's you need alcohol to touch other people. That is a rule. I don't know. That's. I guess they're just kind of like anything that they can find about those fucking movies. They're just like, yeah, he's a witch, or like it'll make kids become witches because witches
butter
are
beer,
real.
That's what it
apparently.
Was.
What?
It's butter beer.
Butter beer.
Butter beer.
That just sounds fucking awful.
Yeah, it does.
Why would you want to drink that?
I don't know. And I've read the books. I've read all 7. I've read most of them twice.
Cool.
And now, when they described it, it sounded disgusting. I don't like my beer to taste like butter. I don't like my butter to taste like beer. Well, that might be okay. But Yeah, no.
Butter tastes like beer.
I wouldn't
is
mind
it like bacon is.
If I liked corn on the cob and were to roll corn on the cob in this butter that tasted like beer, I'd be okay with that. But or what else could put butter in? Pie, Michelle's cupcakes.
I'm an American. I could put butter in anything or on anything or with anything.
Butter's so fucking cheap there. It's ridiculous.
Is it?
It's ridiculous.
We don't actually buy butter. We buy fake butter. So
well, we buy margarine too because it's spreadable, which is a big quality that is lacking in butter.
Not if you soften it.
Yeah, but it's a pain. We're lazy. Americans don't have
the
market.
It takes 3 seconds in the microwave.
Americans do not have the market cornered on laziness. Trust me. But
we don't. We have the spray-on butter now. Have you seen that shit? Yeah, that's fucking laziness right there.
Yeah, but you also have spray pancakes.
Don't you talk bad about pancakes.
Spray butter is really not as bad as spray pancakes.
But the thing is, the spray pancakes are actually kind of healthy for you because they're organic and they're made with buckwheat and they're... I'm fucking sold on them. Don't talk bad about the batter blaster. There
batter
you go.
Blaster.
We got
oh,
it in
God,
the fridge
that
right
name,
now.
That name. Oh, that name. No, we drove down to Plattsburgh the other... Let's say the other day. And Michelle, we're walking through the grocery store. We picked up some butter because butter is fucking...
You
the
drive to another
here.
Country by butter.
She uses a shitload of butter.
Yeah.
Because she bakes. So yeah. We came to America. We don't do it all the time. But we came to America, your lovely land, and we stimulated your economy. And
oh, thanks.
I try. That's why you're rallying now somewhat. Or so I heard. I don't know. I heard the market did well the other time. Oh, that's true. The dollar is doing worse. Your dollar is doing worse against ours, which is fucking me over. Anyway, I got paid in American.
It's like a bonus.
So now I'm like, I've lost hundreds of dollars over the last weeks of whatever's coming to me because of our dollar doing better. I hate it. Anyway, we went to the States. We picked up the legal limit of butter we could get.
The legal limit?
Well, because there's import laws to protect our dairy farmers in Quebec.
What is it, like a flatbed truck worth of butter?
No, not even. It's, I want to say 20 sticks of butter or something.
That's really not a whole lot.
No, it's not. It's got to be enough that you're not planning to distribute it and all that shit because Quebec loves
selling
their dairy
butter
farmers.
On the corner. Hey, man.
Our butter, I don't remember. Our butter's 5 times more expensive. It's ridiculous. Our cottage cheese is 5 times more expensive. Everything is way more expensive when it comes to dairy. In the States, and it's more expensive here than it is in the States because of our we gotta protect our dairy farmers. Yay, socialism! Anyway, what were we talking about?
You have
about?
To go like the beer. Like, do you have to go to the butter store to buy it, or
no? It's you can buy it anywhere. It's just
how many lines do you have to wait in for it?
None. It's not doled out by the government, but whenever there's a deal and it says limit 4, we'll go in and out of the store like 10 times getting 40 sticks of butter. It's fun. This is the life of living with a baker in Quebec because it's price controlled and it can't be too cheap.
Yeah, but you live in the same house as her, so at least you got that going. Like, you have the downside of having to smuggle butter back from the States, but at least you got it. You'd be like, fucking, I want a cookie today.
She only makes cupcakes, which are delicious cupcakes. She only makes cupcakes with delicious cupcakes.
Really good.
I know, but if you get cupcakes every day, at a certain point, you've had enough cupcakes.
Yeah.
Really?
You can't, like, nagle, like, a giant cookie for her from her? Because
no,
those cookie cakes are awesome.
She doesn't have cookie recipes. She has cupcake recipes.
Yeah.
And they're all good recipes. I've eaten more cupcakes than most people on the planet, but I've had enough cupcakes. It loses its luster after a while.
Yeah.
Luster for you Americans out there, it means shine.
Hey. And it's pronounced Americans.
Americans?
Americans.
Americans, okay.
Yes.
So tell me like when you went to the Muppet thing.
Oh, well, I didn't actually expect you to ask me about it. No, it was really cool. That's why I kind of wish that I could, like, take that with me. But they said that all the rights are all, like, fucking muddled up because it was a lot of Johnny Carson clips and a lot of, like, CBS News and shit like that. Because basically, I guess it used to be that Jim Henson really didn't have any idea of, like, how to make money off the Muppets. So his idea was, like, just, like, let's have magic. So he would just go on Johnny Carson or fucking, like, there was one where he was doing a show called Salmon Friends when he was really young, and it was basically just when Kermit was before was Kermit. He was just like the way I was saying, like a lizard. He was a lizard instead of a frog, and he wore a wig, so it was kind of odd. I thought that they were supposed to make him like a girl, but he was just, I guess, a tranny lizard, and then switched to whatever the opposite of tranny is, frog. And then, yeah, they just showed a lot of clips, and it's fucking boring to talk about, but it was really, really cool. Like I was saying, it really is. I mean, all I can keep saying is it was really cool. I liked it. It was cool to sit there and watch. It was more clips than I can remember. The one, like I said, I specifically remembered was Henson doing Dr. Teeth, and Dr. Teeth apparently doesn't have like anything from the waist down, and he's just kind of like hand up the Muppet's ass, just... You can see, like, he's not a ventriloquist. You can see Henson's mouth moving, and he's doing all the, like, the voices and the movements and the shit and everything. But they had just a shot of Johnny Carson, Henson, and Dr. Teeth. And after about 2 seconds of watching it, you just kind of got caught up in the movements of Dr. Teeth and what he was doing instead of watching Henson. And it was really cool because they kept showing clips of, like, even in shows that where they're supposed to be hiding the performers, lots of times they actually show you, like, a quick shot, like an accident of, you know, showing some performer or Frank Oz or whoever, you know, like their back or whatever, and part of their hand controlling the Muppet. And it really doesn't lose any of the like, even Carson said that. He was like, don't you think this would lose the magic, that the kids would, like, forget that the Muppets aren't real and, you know, or remember that the Muppets aren't real and things like that. But I guess that's not really why I like the Muppets. It's that kind of crazy shit. And they're making them Dark Crystal, too. Because they had a lot of, like, Muppeteers or whatever they are, like Muppet Hensonites there. And they were talking about Dark Crystal 2 and I guess the new Muppet movie. Hopefully that's going to happen with Jason Segel.
Right.
Yeah, and which sounds fucking awesome to me because that was just... I almost pissed myself at the part where he was crying and playing the Muppet Show theme and Forgetting Sarah Marshall. So I love that. That was great. That was the one moment where I was like, I am so fucking sad. I don't have any musical talent. In my darkest moment, I could be. Oh my god, what is going on in my life? Like the fucking heroin needle sticking out of my arm, like poop in my pants, you know, just like crying, pieces, like chunks of my hair missing, like, oh, all I have are you, Muppets. So, you know.
So was Dark Crystal going to be all... Do you know anything about Dark Crystal or just that they're making it?
They're making it. They said it. They're trying to not use a whole lot of CGI, but okay. I guess they're going to have to. It's pretty much what you do nowadays because it's surprisingly hard to make a Muppet. They were talking about constructing a Muppet and having everything going. And they were actually, like, something I didn't even think of, which is that you never really notice that Muppets have weight to them. Because the performer just kind of goes, and you, like, if you're like me, you for most of your life thought the Muppets are real, you know, and kind of still do. So they actually have a lot of weight to them. Like they're saying, Dr. Teeth is really heavy. The original Fozzie actually had a motor in his head that made his ears kind of like spin around and waggle. After a little bit of performing with him, I think it was Frank Oz said, just like, fuck that, no more motors in the thing's head, because just way too much. And I don't care what anybody says, Jim Henson was a magical dude, but there's no way in fuck that dude wasn't doing drugs, because they were showing early clips of Sesame Street, and it was just like psychedelic colors, like the number three, like, don't you love the number three? It's the number three, three. I was just like, this dude is just... Like, I love him, he's wonderful, but yeah, he's fucking some sort of drugs. If he thinks that kids are gonna be like, wow, man, look at the fucking colors, yo, that's amazing.
Probably whatever the Teletubby guys are on.
I that's the thing, I think that they are not on drugs, because that show is fucking humorless for as much as I've seen it. Like,
well, it's humorless, but have you ever watched it stoned?
No.
Oh my god. It's like, I sit there... And they're just peaceful and relaxing. There's this giggling sun baby and little rabbits hopping around and weird purple things bouncing around and riding on scooters and shit. It's so relaxed. It's even sober, I sit there and watch and I just feel relaxed and at peace with the world. It's wonderful.
Maybe that's where I've been going wrong all these years. I've been like, just, fuck that, and fuck him, and fuck him up his stupid ass. I should be like, no, I need to chill out and watch some Teletubbies.
It's pretty fucking... Don't watch Boobah, though.
What? What?
Oh, God. Boobah, I saw... One day when I was watching Teletubbies, as I want to do, right after Teletubbies, at least on the PBS station we get here, was this show called Boobah, which is similar to Teletubbies in that there's these people in these costume, multi-brightly colored costumes, but they're like they're essentially spherical, and their heads duck into their bodies, and they bounce around and dance, and it's way trippier than Teletubbies. It's the weirdest kid show I've ever seen. I mean, it's for... Like, Teletubbies and stuff is not for the Sesame Street crowd. It's for a younger audience, right? Because it's for, like, just to stimulate the senses and stuff like that. But Boobah, yeah. Jesus. It has... I haven't watched it since because it freaked me out. It seriously just freaked me the fuck out. Then they went to some cartoon, like, they didn't tell it to, like, I don't even want to talk about it.
It's bad memories.
It's bad memories. Bad memories. And it was before I even smoked pot, so it was just, like... I'm sober, sitting on the couch, watching Teletubbies, all, like, chill and relaxed. And then all of a sudden, there's this bouncing round thing that Ryan... Have you ever seen the movie The Point?
No. What the hell's that?
It's some... it's this cartoon that the version I have was voiced by Ringo... Like, it's this dad and his kid reading this... The dad reading the story to his kid about Oblio and the Pointless Forest, essentially. And
are
Oblio,
you sure this isn't something that you've been sitting there just like watching? Like the TV is off. You're just watching.
I swear
a
to God.
Just like,
I swear to
oh
God.
Oh my God! Tell me more, Father. This is amazing.
I have it on DVD. It's okay. So Oblio is this round-headed kid that grew up in this land of people with pointed heads, and because he has a round head, his mother makes him wear this sort of conical hat, like a dunce hat, sort of, and he's ostracized because he's got a round head. And eventually he's kicked out of the village because he has a round head. It's all very symbolic of racism and stuff. And while he's kicked out of the village, he goes to the Pointless Forest. And while in the Pointless Forest, one of the things he comes across, amongst many other weird, fucked up things, is these really fat ladies that bounce around on each other and giggle. And these Boobah characters reminded me of them. And it was a little unsettling. It's this 70s cartoon. The dad is voiced by Ringo Starr. He's also been voiced by Dustin Hoffman in the American version, apparently. And it's got, I think his name's Harry Nilsson, who does this music. And you've definitely heard this guy before. It's just, it's an awesome movie. I love it, but it's fucking weird. But the Boobahs reminded me of the big fat ladies bouncing around, and it made me a little Yikes. Uncomfortable.
Understandably so. Mm-hmm. Directed by Robert A. Duncan. What else has this guy done? I would assume after you make The Point, you just kind of go
IMDb
home and
pretty quick.
Sit in a dark room and just go, what have I done with
no,
my
no,
life?
No, directed by Fred Wolf. Directed by
what?
Fred Wolf.
Oh, okay, wrong. Oh, I'm looking at The Point from 1978.
Looking at The Point from... It was a modern remake. 1971. Yeah, it was the remake of The Point.
It really is, yeah. It really is the remake.
Is it really?
Yeah.
No.
No, I stick with my original story. That dude, the remake director, went home and just stuck a gun in his mouth and just said, I can't go
Holy
on.
Holy shit, it's a remake. Well, yeah. That's terrible.
They will remake anything. Alan
Wait,
Thicke.
What?
Was the
Hang
father
on.
In the third telecast.
Yeah.
Why would you need to update from Ringo Starr?
This is The Point from 1978. Seems to be from Canada. And it's called, in French, Point St. Charles. It seems to be like a remake taking place in some neighborhood in Montreal. I don't know. Because Point St. Charles is a neighborhood here.
Gotcha. So it's like the Wizard of Oz to The Wiz is The Point is to
That's
whatever
what
the remake of The Point was.
And it was filmed in Point St. Charles. What the fuck?
It was probably just a couple of kids tripping balls, being like, yeah, man, fucking that dude's got a weird head. Let's fucking... racist metaphors! Get him!
And Robert A. Duncan also wrote Beaverbrook.
What the hell is Beaverbrook?
I don't know, but I sort of want to see it, because it's called Beaverbrook. Oh, I guess Michelle got the best spam subject ever today. Best ever.
Wait, what was that?
Michelle?
Yeah.
Okay. I got the best spam subject ever. I will pull up the exact right title. The subject was Secret Jew Weed Party.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. I want to be invited to the Secret Jew
Weed Party. I do, too! It sounds like so much fun.
Because that was pretty much that whole time I was at Marist was that Secret Jew Weed Party. Even though it wasn't secret and half-Jewish, probably. That was that's what I was gonna say is that I don't see the point of getting high and then sitting there and watching like psychedelic stuff because I could sit there and fucking watch the mirror and have fun. So we always turned on NTV when we got high, and it always seemed that no matter when we were smoking, like morning, noon, night, whenever it was always my Super Sweet 16.
Oh, that I fucking hate that show
haunted us.
Michelle that loves that show. Way she better loves high. That show. Loves it. She used to PVR it.
That's pretty sick.
Drove me nuts. She'd be like, here, watch this crazy family. They're crazy. Like, no! I don't want to watch it. I don't want to watch Intervention. I don't want to watch Johnny K Plus 8. I don't want to watch Obsessed. I don't care. I don't need to watch these people go through shit and have it broadcast on television.
Yeah. Rachel watches the same shit. I mean, especially the John and Kate. She loves that show. And I have to hear about, like, oh, you won't believe what John did this week. John's such a bastard and things like that. Like, the
oh,
fuck
she's
does
not
matter?
Pro-Kate, is she?
Rachel is a big believer in marriage and Kate, apparently, so.
Yeah, but Kate did the same shit John did. They both decided to separate and slept around, but after they agreed to separate, who cares?
That's the point I focus on. Who cares? I have way more nerdy and way more ridiculous things to focus on, like, oh my god, you won't believe that, like, fucking, you know, like, Kermit the Frog wore a wig. Like, that's the kind of stuff I focus on.
He used to be a lizard. He was Lermit the Lizard.
He was a lizard, and he, you know, I love the Muppets. I don't love John and Kate. No. What's that?
Was he always called Kermit?
He really didn't have a name. I think at first, I think that Henson called him Kermit from the beginning, but he didn't really have a name, because the clip they showed from Sam and Friends was, like, Sam, which was, I guess because when he first started, he was going to do, like, half-human Muppets and half-animal Muppets, and then it just kind of, like, I guess it's fucking boring, and also kind of creepy to have human Muppets, because they have a, Sam in Sam and Friends was a human Muppet, and he looks really, really just fucking not right. You know, like a human Muppet would look like.
Well, was he, like, too normal? Or was he, like, because, like, the blue guy that Grover harasses on Sesame Street is fine as a human, or was he just made to look too human? Like, was it Uncanny Valley shit, or?
No, certainly not Uncanny Valley shit. It looked like they kind of, like, made a human out of, like, toilet paper tubes and, like, kind of stuffed them and, like, made wear a shirt. It was really just kind of, it was more like they kind of heard about a human being on a phone, like a phone conversation, like, all right, humans mostly have what we call hands and arms and, like, kind of a weird head with big ears. You know, I'm trying to bring up a picture of him, but Sean said to you, but I don't know. I mean, he's just really, he was not a savory character, Sam. That's why Sam promptly got cut from the everything, especially because of all the stuff they showed from Sam and Friends. There was very, very little stuff with Sam. Like, he sung, and that was basically it. They had, like, a parody of Gunsmoke. That was the big thing. Here, I'll send you a picture. I mean, they pretty much, all the stuff was really off the wall looking. Like, just really, I guess they didn't really have an idea of, like, what they wanted to make anything look like. So they kind of made shit look really generic and kind of cheaply made and, you know, whatever else. And then they, once they got more money and time, like, as you can see, it really does look like they sort of just took, like, a coffee can, and that what
is it the brown person type?
Yeah,
thing?
Yeah, the brown guy with the big red nose and the big ears.
Oh my god!
Yeah, imagine waking up.
He
that
looks
shit
like he melted.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's
what is that purple thing?
I have no idea. They didn't show enough of Sam and Friends, because actually, I guess for a lot of good reasons, someone destroyed all the tapes from Sam and Friends. And NBC, I guess, has all the rights to it and everything, so I don't think that they can actually use any of the stuff from Sam and Friends. Because there was actually the dude, one of the dudes, I guess he was the booking agent for Henson, and he kind of like made all the connections between Carson and all the talk shows and everything. Mm-hmm. He was actually up front talking about everything. He was like, do not repeat any of this stuff. Don't talk about it. Don't say that we have this stuff because we're not supposed to, and you know, whatever else. And, but of course, I'm sure I don't feel too guilty because I mean, I can't even, like I said, they probably showed us 100 things in the over the course of like an hour and a half. So I couldn't tell you about it, half of them. Yeah. And on top of that, pretty much anybody who's anybody that really cares about this kind of shit, I don't think is listening to me. So, yeah, I don't know. It was pretty cool. So,
right.
It was definitely a pickup from the big disappointment that Comic-Con was. So,
see? I paid so little attention to Comic-Con. Aside from the everyone bitching about Twilight, which I, as much as I have no desire to read Twilight or really see Twilight or know anything about Twilight aside from that, instead of bursting into flames when the only thing I know about Twilight is this: it was written by a Mormon, which is a no problem, let's who cares, and that when the vampires go out to the sun, instead of bursting into flames, they sparkle. That's all I fucking know about Twilight. That's all I want to know about Twilight. But everyone and their sister was, well, maybe not sister, girl and her brother, was complaining about how Twilight was overtaking everything, but who cares? Like,
that's thousands of kids that went to Comic-Con and be there otherwise and may pick up a comic, may pick up something that's interesting, that isn't the comic realm of things.
There wouldn't be there otherwise.
It really comes to comics
years ago.
Yeah.
It's all about sort of genre. I don't like that term, but sort of genre stuff anyway.
Yeah.
It's all heroes and movies and Tron and all that jazz. Or,
yeah.
What is it now? Tron Legacy, sorry. But
yeah, I don't, like I said, I don't understand any of that shit whatsoever.
Well, yeah, like, Tron is apparently they're going back to, I don't remember, I saw Tron fucking 20 years ago. I don't think I've seen Tron in ages, so I don't remember much about Tron. But apparently yeah. They're going back to Flynn's Arcade or something. I don't, and it's sort of a
It takes place in an arcade? I thought it was like all computer shit.
Well, no, because there's the guy. Okay, from I'm piecing this together from what I remember as a child and Kingdom Hearts 2.
What?
In Kingdom Hearts 2, there's a Tron world. Because Tron's a Disney movie, technically.
They're really scraping the bottom of the barrel for that shit.
It
now.
Was on an awesome level, though. You got to ride lightsicles and shit. Anyway, I think Jeff Bridges' character is Flynn, who is
the
from...
Dude.
Yeah, the dude, but before he was the dude, he was Flynn. Maybe Flynn Lebowski, I don't know.
That makes sense.
And he somehow gets sucked into this Tron world, but I think Flynn owns his arcade. I could be totally talking my ass, but I think Flynn owns the arcade, gets sucked into the Tron world where he meets Captain Sheridan from, or whatever his name is, from Babylon 5, Bruce Boxleitner. And then antics ensue.
You could tell me anything. You could be like, and then he fucking just like bended him over and raped him and was like, yeah, that's how you integrate a circuit. You know,
I think there were dinosaurs involved.
I guess that's
involved.
What Disney did back then.
No, I don't know. I think what happens now is they go back to Flynn's Arcade to find an old dusty Tron cabinet and then go into the Tron world again and somehow make Bruce Boxleitner look like the same age he was 20 years ago as opposed to the old man he is now. I think. I don't know. I didn't pay much attention to it. The only thing that I remember that came out of Comic-Con of actual note is that Marvel got the rights to Miracle Man.
Really?
Yeah. But I was listening to another podcast, 11 O'Clock Comics, earlier today. Yes, today. And they were saying how they only have the rights to the Golden Age stuff with whoever's name escapes me, and not the stuff that everybody raves about by Alan Moore and Neil Gaiman.
Yeah.
So it really doesn't mean a whole lot, and it's just going to mean that him and the Sentry are going to hang out or something. I don't know. After I heard that, I was pretty bummed out. Because the stories that Alan Moore and Neil Gaiman did are apparently fantastic, so I really want to read those and get those in a nice book. But if it's just going to be fucking him and the Sentry hanging out saying, oh, I'm so powerful, what was me, blah, 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 I really don't give a shit at all. But, yeah, so I know people went down to Comic-Con. Some guy picked up some phonogram stuff for me from Comic-Con. He's going to mail it to me, which is sweet. But aside from that, I don't care. I mean, I might could try to go down next year, but we'll see what finances and stuff.
Yeah,
you know how it is.
Yeah, no, I know. As I was saying, I would love to go into the New York one. It's just that I don't know. Not going to happen this year. Hopefully next year.
Well, next year is later. It's like in the summer, I think.
Good. So. That'll work. Well, maybe Although, not, because if the two of them are like one after another, I don't know if that'll be two. So
New York Comic Con 2010. Although this year in February, it was in the middle of a heat wave, so I was walking around in a t-shirt the whole time. It was pretty sweet.
Yeah, I remember, yeah. That's why I was so pissed off, because I got sick during a heat wave.
It's October next year.
Awesome, fuck yeah.
October 2010.
Cool. All right, yeah, I can do that.
I'm planning to go down again.
Yeah, awesome. Well, I'll definitely be going then, because that's right around birthday time for me, so. I just celebrate the whole month of October as my birthday, so.
I'll be in Chicago for your birthday this year.
That's all right.
Actually, I don't know.
Hey, I might be too. Who knows?
Joey, when's your actual birthday? I guess I could just ask you what's your actual birth date.
The 28th.
No, I won't be. That's not what Facebook says.
Isn't?
No, your Facebook says the 1st of October. I guess it's just because it's the whole month, right?
Yeah, possibly. I think that was because I hate that people tag my wall, like the happy birthday and all that shit, because I don't know if I told you, my mother started using Facebook, so I'm kind of little by little scaling it back and just saying I'm done with Facebook. I really only use Twitter to put up whatever fucking stupid thought I have at the moment and to keep in contact with the Twisted Monkey people.
Yeah.
And there's really no purpose for Facebook. I mean, I don't know why the hell. I mean, really anybody I know I'm talking to every day or, yeah. You know. And I don't know. I mean, I've pretty effectively switched over to, like, pretty much using only Twitter and Reddit for my... Well, it's true.
You love Reddit.
Those are... What?
You love Reddit.
I fucking do love Reddit. They actually had a thread on there, like, how often do you use Reddit? And I was, like, all day long. I just refresh the fucking page every 5 seconds.
I have seriously never been to Reddit aside from when you link to it. Ever.
That's okay. That's why I love Reddit, because of all the people I know, I'm the only one that uses Reddit. So I'm that one guy that's coming up with fucking, like, Disney porn, you know, or, like, just whatever crazy shit they're pimping that day, that's what I pick up and I send to you guys, and I'm like, look how fucking funny I am. I find funny shit all the time.
Oh, the Disney porn.
That was great. That was
something
fantastic.
All right.
I called in Rachel from their room. I was like, you gotta get in here. This is fucking amazing. Look at this.
Look at the size of Flounder's cock.
The little fish is... Oh, she fucking hated the Mulan thing where the fucking chicken was just ramming her in the chotch. That was just... that was pretty bad. Definitely, she was put off by the really creepy... What's the name of the fish from The Little Mermaid?
Flounder.
That little... What?
Flounder.
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 That's a really...
Maybe he was a... No, he wasn't a flounder. Flounder's a look at that. But no, his name was Flounder.
Flounder. Gotcha. And, like, licking her fish hole, whatever that's supposed to be. So, yeah.
Fish
all
hole.
In all, I was glad I picked it up early, because that got downvoted to shit. So, like, I got it, and I was like, yes, all right, Disney porn. And then it was gone, so. And everyone, like, you saw, like, I thought about it for a second. I was laughing really hard, and I was like, all right, should I send this to anybody? Because then comes the thought in my head that people are going to be like, how did you find this? Like, were you just, like, kind of looking for porn and just sort of like, you know what? I want to find cartoon characters just getting, like, I want to find, did you see the picture on there of Todd? Either Rod or Todd, I don't know which one, ramming.
Oh, no, I saw him and I saw him hard next to Maud, but I didn't see him fucking Maud.
I'm pretty sure there was only him fucking Maud, because it was, I really went deep into that site. That's why I was, like, finding, like, all the dwarves tag team in Snow White and, like, all that kind of shit. Like, I... And that's great. I think that's wonderful.
Now the question is, does mermaid vag taste like fish?
Yeah, of course.
Or well, if human does, in theory, so they
in theory.
Say.
Yeah.
An unclean one at least, would it like I wonder if mermaids do, or do they taste like beef?
Definitely.
Or bacon. Definitely.
Actually that's a perfect question, because if they did taste like fish, then what would be the purpose of asking the question about the mermaid fucking? Do you want the top half or the bottom half to be the fish part?
Definitely the bottom half to be the fish part.
Well, yeah, obviously.
Definitely.
I mean, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I guess some people are all about just like, you know, I can't deal with a chick if she doesn't have the fucking two holes.
She still has a mouth, who cares?
That's what I was saying. I mean, especially if she's if she got a great singing voice. I've heard mermaids have the great singing voice, and they're fucking in the seashell bra. I don't know. Yeah. I'm a Dis. I grew up a Disney kid. Same. My sister was all into Disney and shit. That's why I hate Disney now, because I really just fucking got turned off to it when I was a kid, because they just crammed that. My parents crammed that shit down my throat, and they're like, "Yeah, you gotta love Disney. Let's go to Disney World." And got older, and I was like, "Fuck that. Fuck Disney. They really just they're really creepy." Especially after going through and like looking at all like the when you get to be an adult and you watch the movies again, you know. And I don't know if you remember, but I actually had the one girlfriend that forced me to watch like 5 Disney movies in a row. And like Hercules and like the Emperor's New Groove and all that kind of shit, and I just fell asleep.
Was that Molly or Cats or other?
No, the one girl. There was a girl after that, okay. Danielle, and Danielle was all about that, and I just fucking hated watching those movies.
Dude, okay, Hercules, Emperor's New Groove. What else?
Shit. I don't. That's what I said. Like, I remember like she put on Emperor's New Groove, and I was just like, "Fuck this!" I fell asleep, and I just. Fucking, she woke me up a little bit later and was like, "You fell asleep during the Disney movies." I was like, "Yeah, cause it's fucking boring." And I, you know, I was like, it's a little bit different if she had busted out like Robin Hood.
Yeah, exactly.
Get down to that. That's you
Robin
know,
Hood, Jungle Book are the best ones.
Yes, also because especially because they're just reused. Have you seen the clips where they show the Jungle Book like the dancing?
Yes,
from Jungle
I totally did, and it was that one, Winnie the Pooh. I think were most of the things they compared it to.
Yeah. That's another thing, too. I really like reading about Winnie the Pooh and the actual books that were written, the stories that were written about it, and then, like, Disney just fucked that whole franchise up. Like, it was a really cool...
They were really good. Initially, it was, like, the books. So, like, they'd have stuff where they'd, like, tilt the book, and the guy would... Like, when Tigger is trapped in the tree, they get him out of the tree by tilting the book, and he jumps off and slides down the letters, which I thought was awesome.
That's some pretty trippy shit.
Like, that era of Winnie the Pooh stuff was really good. And then they got to, like, the real fully animated stuff that was real stuff and not just the narrator reading Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I have that Winnie the Pooh, the old one, like, the old ones on DVD somewhere. But if you're watching Emperor's New Groove or Hercules, that's, like, a dark era in Disney. Like, that's... After, what was it, Aladdin, Beauty and the Beast, and Lion King, and Little Mermaid, I guess, like, that era where... was the last of the decent Disney movies. After that, it's been pretty terrible across the board. Yeah, unless Pixar made it.
Well, yeah, obviously Pixar being the... I don't count Pixar with the rest of Disney, because they're... I gotta say, I even saw Rachel took me to go see Up. That was really cool. I don't know. I'm kind of picky and choosy about Pixar. I think every one of their movies is excellent. I just don't have a taste for some of it. Like Cars. I've never seen Cars. I tried to sit through Finding Nemo. I'm not a big Finding Nemo person. Obviously, I think The Incredibles was the best. Probably the best of all of them, because I'm a big... Like, you know, I'm guessing the same with you.
No.
Incredibles best. No?
Incredibles is way up there. But I think I put Ratatouille and WALL-E above Incredibles.
I've never seen Ratatouille.
You've seen WALL-E, though,
been
right?
Oh, yeah. We saw WALL-E actually opening night. I think... I don't know if I'd put WALL-E above Incredibles, because Incredibles was my first real introduction to Pixar. Was, all right, I want to see this movie. I want to be part of the magic. I want to understand this shit and everything. And I want to go... that was when everyone was, like, showing me all the Pixar shit. Like, Toy Story, I saw... I guess a couple of times. It was all right. I mean, you know, whatever. It's a good, like I said, I can't really shit on anything that they do. Everything they do is awesome. It's really cool. Everyone always says, like, I keep reading, you know me. Even if I see a movie, I still read the reviews and shit. You know, so I always read stuff. And I saw, like, Up, you know, the reviews for that. And WALL-E was like, oh, yeah, fuck Pixar. Because all they do is they just use the same, like, sad things. Like, oh, the guy is dead. Or the whatever it is that they're focusing on is, like, down. And, you know, he's in a hole. And, like, you cry about it. And, oh, my God, it's so sad. And then suddenly it comes back and wins in the end. I'm like, that's fucking every American movie ever. It's like the dude is in a hole and he gets himself out and he wins. That's usually what we watch. I mean, like, I don't really know many movies where it's like, oh, the bad guy won, you know, like, and there's no sequels. Like, the fucking guy gets shot in the face in the end, and that's it, you know, nothing. I mean, even Pulp Fiction kind of had a happy ending.
Yeah,
you know, we don't as a culture, we don't make sad movies. Like, I guess the only real villain that wins in the end, kind of thing that I remember as of late, has been Thank You for Smoking, I guess. the villain wins. I don't know. But the protagonist wins. It just so happens that he's kind of the bad guy.
Yeah, I didn't think he was the bad guy.
I did.
Smoke, but I don't even think he's the bad guy. Like, it's his job. Whatever. Smoking is legal. I don't have
a
problem.
Are you sure you're not secretly American? Like, nothing. He did it for work. Nothing
could
ever be.
I don't have a problem.
While, the Nazis were right, as long as you look at...
While cigarettes are legal, which I don't necessarily... Like, I don't think they shouldn't be illegal, but while they're legal, I can't fault people for trying to advertise a legal product. I can't.
I can, because cigarettes are delicious. They're so wonderful.
I've never smoked one, thankfully. But, I don't know.
If they did actually come out with the Transmetropolitan, like, cancer cure pill, if they came out with that pill and I could get a box full of them, I would just be smoking I would just be running through cartons of cigarettes all day long. I'd be, like,
honestly, I very well might be also.
Yeah, that's... Smoking is wonderful. Especially because smoking, I think, is the only drug or pseudo-drug that you can kind of do at work. And not only do people not look down on you for doing it, but they actually let you walk away from work and go.
Oh, I hate smokers for that. It's not fair. Yeah, you get to leave and take 10 minutes off and just go for a smoke. You come back slightly, not I won't say stoned, but you claim back slightly cigarette intoxicated, whatever you want to call that. And it's not fair. I can't go have a couple of shots of whiskey and come back to work. That's not allowed.
Well.
Except if in Mad Men or something, but
yeah, whatever happened to that drinking at work? Like, just take the edge off in the afternoon. Like, I'm not obviously not drinking before noon. That's what homeless people do. You know, we're
not just homeless people.
Who the hell drinks before noon?
I'll drink before noon if I'm having lunch. I won't drink. Okay, here's the two cases where I'll drink before noon. Because I tend to have a noon rule also. If I'm having lunch before noon at like 11-something, I want to have a beer with lunch, I'll have a beer with lunch.
Well, yeah, if you're having lunch, it's okay.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Alternately, as soon as the bar opens in Cuba or wherever your all-inclusive resort of choice may be, as a Canadian, I have Cuba, I will drink as soon as it happens, which is usually 10.
Okay.
I'll drink earlier than that sometimes, but usually I'll be good and go down to the beach and wait for the beach bar to open, which was at 10. I'm like, okay, that's my rule. I'll wait till 10 and start having rums and coke.
Oh, rums and coke. Okay, all right. Well, I guess that's acceptable. You're on vacation. You get an excuse or whatever. I don't know. I mean, I would never, ever, ever go on. And this is exactly why I was nervous about doing a podcast, because I know I would say things like, I would never do that. And then you're going to. Like, fucking, I'm going to listen to this 5 years from now and be crying like, oh my God, I was so stupid. Why did I say that? But I think I would never go on a cruise. I really don't think cruises are my sort of thing. But if I was stuck on a boat with that many people that I would assume I would hate cruise people, and stuck on a boat with them, as soon as that bar opened in the morning, I would just be sitting there drinking whatever out of a coconut, being like, yeah, let's fucking get this bitch moving.
I would definitely be the same way, even if I didn't hate the people. It's free. Like, I don't know about cruise, but in Cuba, like, in all inclusive, it's free alcohol. I'm going to get the fucking maximum amount of alcohol that I can get.
Yeah.
I easily ate and drank the entire cost of the trip. Like, the lodging and flight down was no factor into it. I just ate and drank the $600 was for the week.
You're telling me that my government keeps me away from places as an American where I can go and just eat and drink all inclusively? That's the American dream, to go somewhere and eat
all inclusives you can get to. They just cost a fortune.
Yeah,
Cuba,
no,
because
no.
You guys can't go. Do you know how much I spent to fly down everything all included? I think it was $700 Canadian for a week at an all inclusive resort.
A week.
Where I could eat and drink as much as I wanted to for a week, including the flight. Like, everything. All in, taxes and everything. We have lots of taxes here. Everything in, $700.
For $700 all-inclusive, I would be bringing, like, satchels. Like, you know, like the Ziploc, like, giant Ziploc bags, and just filling them with, like, just mixing together the booze and the food, just dumping it in the bags. Like, I'm taking this home with me. You can't stop me. I'll be fucking, I don't care if it's going to go rotten. I'll drink it every fucking one. Oh, my God. Tough. I love this place.
Well, A, we bring down travel mugs. So we got 14 ounces of liquor every time.
But you can bring your own glasses?
Of course you can bring your own glasses. Because they give you these little glasses that get sand in them and shit. We brought down the full travel mugs and filled them up with liquor every time.
Travel mugs? I'd be bringing down like the fucking like big gulp glasses that I have at 7-Eleven. Just
totally
like popping them.
Like,
2 liters. Could. Fill that shit up. Let's go. I got some drinking to do.
You know what my best story about Cuba was? Aside from the ridiculously cheap alcohol?
On the
way back in the airport, they had juice boxes. Guess what was in the juice boxes?
Hopefully gin and juice.
Rum. Just rum. It was a juice box of rum.
What was on the juice box? Like Dora the Explorer?
It wasn't like for kids, obviously. Well, I don't know about Cuban kids. I really don't know. We just spend the time on the resort, but it was literally like a juice box sized thing with a little straw stuck to it you could poke in and start sucking down rum. I almost threw back my bottles, just brought back tons of these juice boxes. It was the coolest thing I've ever seen. No, maybe not. But it was one of the coolest things. Top five, let's say.
It's pretty fantastic.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm floored. I've got nothing more to say because that is juice boxes full of rum. Yeah. I've seen some pretty interesting containers for alcohol, but a juice box is definitely, especially considering that you get that satisfying like when you get to the end of the juice box.
Like I figured it'd be something mixed, right? Like some sort of rum cocktail. It was just.
Yeah.
Rum, 40% proof, whatever, 80 proof rum in a fucking container you stick a straw in and suck down. It was awesome.
But that is just excellent. I mean, because you could bring a juice box anywhere, because who the hell is going to look at you drinking a juice box and be like, oh yeah, that's probably filled with alcohol. Juice box is probably the last thing I would think would be filled with alcohol.
A travel mug the same, really. I mean, I had to have a bendy straw sticking out of it, but I could have taken the bendy straw out. Just sat there. Oh, and Cuban rum and Sprite taste exactly like ginger ale. I only drank dark Cuban rum. Every fucking drink I had, which is pretty much aside from, okay, the only things I drank in Cuba was this dark Cuban rum Sprite mixture and wine. I never had water or anything else. That was it. And this dark Cuban rum and Sprite tastes exactly like ginger ale. Like, you drink it, and I could tell you what ginger ale, and you would say, yeah, Ryan, that is ginger ale. Maybe Canada Dry. I don't know. But it tasted exactly like ginger ale. It was marvelous.
And 2 hours later, I'd be walking around like, this is the fucking best ginger ale I've ever had.
Exactly.
I love everybody.
That's awesome. I love Cuba.
Yeah.
Especially while there's none of you guys there.
Just wait. We're coming, bitch.
I know. It's going to get so expensive then. I'll be like, fuck, I can't afford to go to Cuba anymore.
I don't know about that.
No, it will. As soon as it's fully open to the Americans, it's going to be like the Bahamas or Jamaica or whatever. It's going to be ridiculously expensive. Maybe not ridiculously, but it's going to be significantly more expensive for sure.
I'm on the first fucking plane. As soon as they can say, all right, you can go. I'm like, I don't care about danger. I don't care about like anybody saying like, fuck Americans. I'll show up in my Canadian backpack and be like... How's it going? Hey, I hear you got the free drinking and the eating and everything.
Yeah, I see you going to Havana and then just never leaving.
Oh, fuck no. I mean, especially considering that the connotation of that whole area. That has been like the Hemingway, the Hunter S. Thompson, just going down there, just finding some random shit job to do and just sitting on the beach all day just drinking. I know I'm pretty fair-skinned and I'd fucking be like lobster red the entire time, but... I would just that is like that's why I hate going to therapy because for some reason like therapy is the exact opposite of every natural instinct I have. Like, don't do drugs, shit. Okay, don't smoke, crap. Okay, don't drink heavily. That's like what I've been doing exclusively for the last like 10 years of my life. You know, well, no, I shouldn't 10. That makes me sound terrible. Five years of my life. You know. I'm comfortable saying 5. That would be 19 around there. So yeah, 5 years. You know, like that whole thing. You know, I fucking would love it down there. That's what I'm saying. Like, I really think that I've just gotten to the age where I've just given up, and I'm just saying, okay, I'm gonna be 25 this year. I understand that everything that I like has already been done. You know, like right now when I'm like I'm working back through music that's been out for 20 years now. Like I'm on a big 80s kick now. You know, music as old as I am. You know, I've been watching fucking the Talking Heads. Did a DVD, really good. Yeah, fucking, they're awesome. Talking Heads are great. And, you know, like reading older comic books and that whole thing. And specifically, I just bought a whole bunch of Isaac Asimov books, going through them. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm just, I don't know. I think that fucking I'll take my books and my Talking Heads DVD and I'll just fucking go to Cuba and you'll never see me again. And I'll never, ever, ever be doing this shit. And I'll be like, fuck that. I don't need to talk to anybody. I could just sit there and drink and read. And work as a whatever, I don't know, whatever the fuck I would do in Cuba.
That's literally what I did in Cuba. I brought down a ton of books. I think I brought down 4 graphic novels and the rest and book 5 of the Dark Tower series. And just fucking sat on the beach with my delicious ginger ale drink and read for 7 days. That's why we always, when we go down, me and Michelle go down, we always make sure to bring down some other friend so she can go frolic in the water, do whatever she wants, and I can just sit there under the umbrella. Hopefully next time one with a little holes in it, but because I got little patches of burn on my chest, it was weird. Oh, it was so weird that one of the waitresses that was there asked if I had an allergic reaction to something because I had my shirt off, my chest was like striped with burn. And she's like, oh, are you okay? I'm like, yes, yes, this is what happens with white people. But, yeah, so I literally sat there. I read Local. I read Savage Dragon. I read the book 5. I just read and read and read. That's
how
my vacation.
How can you do that?
Why not?
I have every time I've gone on vacation and I've, like, you know, like, okay, I got my 6-pack of beer in the cooler and I'm sitting there reading, like, when we go up to the lake, up in Lake Ontario,
yeah.
Basically just go out on the lake, drink, and sit there, and the guys fish, and I fucking hate fishing, so I just sit there and I read. And even in the sun, I basically get 2 beers in me, 3 beers in me, just sitting there just reading. Unless I'm reading something that is absolutely fucking action-packed, I'm just out, just fucking falling asleep. Like, just 2 or 3 beers will put me on my ass, and I'm just done. I mean, not drunk, just fucking drowsy, tired, and I'm just pass out.
Doesn't happen to me.
Man,
I was under the umbrella, so it helped. But,
yeah.
And beer, like, the problem with beer is it just sort of sits there and it makes you all sort of, like, a rum drink is not the same as drinking beer in the sun, you know? The beer will sit there and fill you up and make you full as well as drunk, whereas the rum will just make you drunk. I think it's more the fullness that makes you tired, at least for me.
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah, definitely. I mean, but the thing is, I can't really pop out like. Well, I guess I could bring my flask with me, just sit there on the boat and drink. Like, yeah, the rest of you guys can have your fucking, you know, natty ice, and I'll sit here and I'll drink Yeah, well, that's what it is.
Buy a 40 of Captain Morgan's and a 2-liter of Coke or 4 liters of Coke, and then fucking sit there with the Coke in the cooler and mix it.
But that's
a freeze drink.
I'm not that kind of guy. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't be sitting there being like glug glug glug. All right. You know, whatever, I'll...
Well, it's the same as a beer. You just sort of, instead of having a bottle of beer, you just have a glass of rum and Coke.
But that's the thing, I would sit there and just drink the rum straight. Sorry about that, Rachel popped in with my phone. I don't know who the hell was on the phone calling me, but it's Friday night and I'm sitting in the bedroom talking to you, so... and the rest of the internet, I guess. And, yeah, I don't know, people calling me, so... yeah, back to the discussion of drinking, I don't know. I mean, I've kind of switched off of drinking hard liquor. I pretty much only drink beer now.
Okay.
And even that, I really don't do all that often.
Yeah, I've already had 3 tonight.
Yeah, well, Rachel's in the living room drinking wine while she's playing The Sims 3, so, you know.
Classy.
Yeah, we try to keep it. Real. I don't know. Whatever.
It's not that giant bottle of Yellowtail you bought when I came down, or you've bought more wine since then, right?
I don't know. Hey, what are you drinking in the living room? Chilean wine, or how do you pronounce that? Wine from Chile. Anacana?
I don't fucking know.
I assumed you would know.
No, I don't know fancy things. I'm not into wine. I like drinking wine.
Yeah, I might as well drink paint thinner. I can't fucking stand that shit, but you know the things. You know the difference. Yeah, you seem to know the
delicious.
Difference between things.
Oh, it's delicious.
I hate it.
I can't
stand
day.
It. The closest I've ever gotten was sangria, and that was about... I mean, sangria is still pretty gross.
Oh, I had terrible sangria.
Oh, I don't want to try the wine. No, thank you.
Oh, come on, try the wine.
Now I have the two of you. Oh, it's Timmy Tim calling me. Now I got the two of you. I will try a sip of the wine. How's that sound?
There you go.
Okay. Yeah. There you
go.
Way to go,
Rachel.
You got me to try a sip of the wine. Yeah. That's fucking terrible. I don't like the idea of wine. It's fucking weird. It's like, what's up? These grapes go rotten. Okay.
There's a lot more than grapes in there.
It tastes like, I don't know, like a fruity vinegar.
Fruity vinegar. Then again, I'll drink vinegar.
You'll drink vinegar?
Not a whole glass of vinegar, but I'll drink some vinegar. Like, I like the taste of vinegar enough that I could, like, put some of my palm and just go, like, glug, and lick it back. But
that's fucking terrible, says the guy who drinks hot sauce.
And eats what out of a can?
Oh, don't bring that shit up, because we had Matt. Matt's been dating this girl for a while and everything, but I never really got to get in. Like, I never really hung out with her or anything. Her name's Katie. It's very nice, very wonderful girl. And, of course, she is nice and wonderful and great and everything. And so sure enough, we were over here playing fucking Castle Crashers. And Katie and Rachel weren't playing, of course, because they got the two controllers. So it was me and Matt just fucking hacking and slashing our way through. And while we were doing that, Katie was asking about me, like, what do I do or something, or
oh,
I don't know,
no.
Whatever. Yeah, of course. And, like, you know, it's not like, oh, he was an economics major and, like, he, you know, wants to be a writer or whatever else. No, no, no. What he does is he eats dog food. So she brought up the video and fucking showed the dog food eating video to Katie.
Oh, is the video still online?
Yeah, of course it is.
Oh, awesome.
I'm stupid, but I'm not that stupid. If I did something, you know, I'm not going to hide it. I don't, like, even, I'll admit, I've been working on the, like, a digital resume to send out with everything. It's, a lot of people have been asking for portfolios and shit like that. So, that's why I was asking you for the login information. And I'm linking, like, the fucking, my fucking Reddit profile, like, pictures of me, shit like that. Like, whatever the hell I can put on there, because, fuck it, I don't care. I mean,
well, when you list moderator of the TwistedMonkey.net forums as a, as,
yeah, as a reference,
work.
Yeah,
you know, you're sort of scraping the bottom of the barrel at this point, trying to get in.
I don't think so, though. I mean, obviously, yes, I personally am at the bottom of the barrel, but I think that I really enjoy the fact that I can list shit like that, because I really liked being the moderator and being the administrator there, being able to do the, like, that, because essentially that's what I want to do for a job, is work for a website and just, like, do customer service, basically, and just be like, why do you hate us, and how can I fix that, you know, so, because that's basically what I've been doing all my life, why do you hate me, and how can I fix that, so, you know, I don't know. I know, again, that's another thing it's going to bite me in the ass, like, 10 years from now, I'll be listening to this, like, doing fucking, I don't know, economics, something with that, and be like, oh, God, why am I doing this? It's because I didn't follow my dreams of being a dude who answers emails.
I have a friend who was a community manager for a site, which is essentially customer service for some Web 2.0 site, and it sounds like it's the same kind of thing.
Yeah, that's basically what I'm looking at. Yeah, all the kind of stuff I'm looking at is, yeah, basically that. Like, apparently we suck cocks. Why do we suck cocks? Please elaborate on this. We would like to know how to suck cocks less, unless sucking cocks is a good thing. We need to know what was the point of your random comments on our blog or whatever the hell, however people communicate with their customers nowadays. I'm assuming Twitter, because everyone is asking, like, do you use Twitter? How long have you been on Twitter? You know, and that's the one thing I won't list. I will actively put up my Facebook profile. I don't give a shit about that. Same thing with Reddit. And I really have said way worse things on Reddit than I have said on Twitter, surprisingly. But I would just never – being known as Mr. Balls is pretty much – I'm okay with that with my friends. But I think if that carried over at work, that'd be kind of
Well, why don't you change your Twitter name then?
Because I already got one. I don't want. It's like changing your phone number. I don't want to fucking change my. Especially because I, like I said, I only communicate really with, like, the 6 or 7 people that I'm really into, and using That's Twitter true. For. So I don't. Why the fuck would I switch it up on them? Especially because I really think that half of the people on Twitter have no idea who the hell I am. They're just like, yeah, fuck it, whatever. I'll follow him, and, you know, he talks about dicks, I guess, or semen, really, mostly at this point. And
oh god, that was great. That's true. I have 40 followers.
How many followers do I have?
You have 40.
40? Well, it's mostly spam bots, probably.
Do you know how many I have?
I'm guessing in the thousands, probably.
No. I'm not that crazy. I've
what? You before, Twitter? You're doing the tweeting all the time.
Yeah, I Twitter all the time, but it doesn't mean people want to listen to me. I'm full of shit, but.
Don't say
and that. After a recent spammer purge, I'm down to $4.99.
But still way more than I'll ever have. Yeah, so
well, I don't know what that.